Is there
They
any
have
effort?
to
Is there any effort out there now? Any organized effort to demand his resignation?
Well, that would be the next step. Now, I don't know the legal term exactly. It's called I'm going to say it wrong, but someone knows what I'm talking about, I'm sure. Miss Mandamus, or a malfeasance. Excuse me.
Well,
Something along those lines.
Okay.
At any rate, something has to be filed from We the People. But it's an egregious project to even put on We the People to try to recall someone because he was voted in. So it's now basically a recall.
Well, the good thing is, in less than two years, the voters get a chance to recall him, and that's by voting him out of office.
Yeah, but it'd be great to get a special election and get him out now. Because listen, here's the problem. Here's the issue. Is this, because the judge found him to have hidden the documentation, right? The case that he's been going after, the Rhodes brothers, it's called the Gypsum Resources debacle, is going to cost our county $2.2 billion. It's going to collapse all of our county funding.
Wow. Well, it's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out. PJ, it is great to visit with you. It was fun on the trip, being able to spend some time with you. And I will simply say it is a complex problem along our southern border. And it's going to take a complex solution. It's not just build that wall. It's a lot more than that.
Well, seriously, they have it. Everybody needs to press Congress. Please, everyone today, stop what you're doing. Call your Congress. Email your congressman and tell them to get this administration to support the bipartisan Border Solutions Act. The Border Solutions Act. They've got it on the table. It's the Border Solutions Act of 2021. That's what we need to do. So everybody take action. Let's not just talk. Let's teach our leaders that they're supposed to be leading, not trying to rule us.
PJ, if somebody wants to reach out to you, how do they do it? How do they find you?
Well, you can text me at 702-338-7870. My email is pjbelanger7@gmail.com.
PJ, thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate it. We'll talk again soon.
And also, anybody who wants to come to Cinco de Mayo party that is interested in aligning with nonprofits in the alternative medicine space, in the Integrative Providers Association, and the compassionate care organizations will be having a get together. So reach out to me ASAP for those of you who would like to come and partake with us and chit chat about how to help change our world and bring solutions to our community this Friday night.
PJ, thank you so much. I appreciate it. PJ Belanger,
community. God bless you all. God bless us all.
There you go. Community ambassador joining us on the live line there. Kevin Wall with you. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. United States. Call the MultiCare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Hi, this is Republican Assemblywoman Melissa Hardy from Assembly District 22. I'm proud to represent areas of Henderson, including Cadence, Sun City McDonald Ranch, and portions of East Henderson. Catch me on The Kevin Wall Show on AM 670, where Kevin and I will be talking all things related to the 2023 legislative session. Tune in to hear the latest on what's happening in the building and to get updates about legislation that may impact you and your family. To learn more about me, go to Hardy4Nevada.com.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
KMCQ On Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
At 1:32, as we check out your conditions on area roadways right now, heavy volumes on the 15. Both directions as you try to work through that Tropicana construction zone near Tropicana Avenue. So you'll tap the brakes there. Interstate 15 northbound past Sunset. Also southbound 15 at Flamingo. That's kind of ground zero there for a lot of the construction work going on both sides of the freeway. Moderate flows on the Beltway 215 at Valley Verde both directions. Watch for a vehicle fire. That's Stewart at 10th. And crashes Nellis at Stewart and Rainbow at Spring Mountain.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Bob Stitch with this KMZQ Sports Flash. This update powered by Progressive.
NHL playoffs tomorrow night. The Golden Knights host the Oilers. Vegas eliminated Winnipeg in the first round, 4-1. The Oilers got by Edmonton in 6 games. NBA playoffs on Monday. The Nuggets beat the Suns 97-87 to take a 2-0 lead in the best of 7. The series shifts to Phoenix on Friday night for Game 3. Game 4 Sunday night. If necessary, Game 5 is in Denver next Tuesday. The Astros beat the Giants 7-3 on Monday. Mauricio Dubon had 3 hits, highlighted by a tie-breaking RBI double and a 5-run 7th. The Padres beat the Reds 8-3 Monday for their 3rd straight win. Fernando Tatis Jr., 3 hits and a run scored. The Dodgers pounded the Phillies 13-4. Left fielder David Peralta, 2-for-4, 4 runs batted in. Mookie Betts, 3-for-5 with 3 RBI.
This update powered by Progressive. I'm Bob Stitch from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip with your KMZQ Sports Flash.
Carrie, is this schedule the most updated?
There's a wedding season rush at Dr. Iona's dental practice.
They're fully booked this week. We can try and squeeze you in next Tuesday.
She needs a dental hygienist to unveil fresh smiles.
How long has 3 been under the UV light?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Smooth skin begins with hydrating ingredients. Olay Hyaluronic Body Lotion nourishes your skin with all-day hydration for deeply moisturized results that give you confidence like buttery soft shoulders like and visibly smooth skin like. Quench your skin with nourishing moisture from Olay Hyaluronic Body Lotion. Try Olay Hyaluronic Body Wash, too, and get skin your face will envy.
Tired of the same old partisan politics? The type that gives Nevada lax voting regulations, reduced educational choice, and bloated, inefficient state government? Feel like you're swimming upstream against a tsunami of special interests and legislators intent on serving the needs of government rather than those of ordinary Nevada residents and businesses? There is hope. I'm John Sarpalis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute. And we are working to hold our elected leaders responsible. This isn't a partisan issue. Republicans and Democrats have let down the very people they claim to represent in Carson City. For the good of our children, our parents, and ourselves, let's come together and work to put policy ahead of politics. Go to NevadaPolicy.org and learn what we're doing to stand up for your freedoms. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget, coming up, Scott Hammond will join us, State Senator, District 18. We are into week 13 of the 82nd Nevada Legislature, and it's starting to heat up. Bills are going to be signed into law. Bills are going to be vetoed. It's going to be an exciting, exciting time. Meanwhile, on the national level, we're still wondering what Joe Manchin's going to do. Is he going to become a Republican? He votes with Republicans a bunch. Not a lot. Not a lot. He votes with Chuck Schumer the majority of the time. But would it be good to have Joe Manchin on our side rather than on their side? Don't know. Gentlemen, Jim Dallas, you've been tracking a story that I think may have legs, in that this is something we'll be talking about 3 months from now, 4 months from now. And that is, what is Joe Manchin going to do? What he might do is run for president in a different party.
Yeah, this is interesting because Joe Manchin is a Democrat, and he is representing he's in probably one of the reddest states in all of the 50 in West Virginia. Probably 65% of the people there are considered Republican, or they lean to the right. So Joe Manchin, a Democrat, one of the few centrist Democrats that exist in 2023, along with Kristen Sinema and John Tester from Arizona and Montana, respectively. They're about the only three I can think of. But Joe Manchin is now considering 2024 and running for re-election as a senator, and he's thinking about dumping the Democrat Party. And what he would like to do is be this centrist in the mushy middle, as some people call it, because some of the leftists of his party are too far to the left of him, and he doesn't vote to the right all the time either. So he's got a 12-year relationship with this no-label centrist party group, Kevin, and they're trying to gain access to the ballots across all 50 states with this no-labels centrist party, or that would be basically a third-party candidate in presidential elections. What do you think about that?
I'll be honest with you. I think the Republicans and the Democrats have colluded over the decades to make this a two-party country. In Canada, in England, in France, in Germany, they have multiple parties. We've got multiple parties, but you know, it's like the libertarians, those crazy libertarians who I absolutely love to death. But the fact is that they every election cycle, the libertarians come up with, this is the year we're going to take it all. This is the year we're going to elect senators and congressmen and presidents, and they're going to be libertarians. The problem is with that, it never happens.
Very true. Well, there's a nonprofit organization out there. They're committed to raising, hopefully for them, up to $70 million to gather signatures so they can qualify for the 2024 ballots in individual states. Now, so far, they've gained access in Arizona, Colorado, Alaska, and Oregon. So they are making some headway, but still, I mean, there's a lot of states that are probably going to be resistant to this, as you mentioned, because of the two-party system, which has been entrenched as long as we've been a republic, practically. Now, remember back in 92, that's when we had Ross Perot, and he was probably as close to anybody, any candidate in my lifetime that I can think of. I think John Anderson back in 76, if memory serves, those are about the only two independents that really got any traction, but they didn't get any, I mean, zero electoral votes. So, you know, what good is that third party, you might ask?
Yeah, yeah. And if you say, well, what that means is Democrats will get 30%. Republicans will get 30%, and the No Labels Party will get 30%, and then there'll be, again, that what we call that chewy middle, like they do with the candy bars, that chewy middle, and there'll be like 10% that'll be left over, and that will be what determines the presidential race. You know, can they get a senator elected from, say, Nevada? I'll be honest with you. I think that'd be tough sledding. I think that would be real tough.
But you remember in 92, Bill Clinton only got about 42% of the vote. And 39% went to Bush Sr. And about 19% went to Ross Perot. So he got a good chunk. One out of five people who voted for Ross Perot. But again, it's about the Electoral College.
Well, and by the way, if they're going to raise $70 million to get signatures, they're going to have to get a hell of a lot more money than that. And I don't know if there is that much money out there in a presidential election cycle. I'm just not sure it is. We're going to take a break. I'm running late, as always. Stay where you are. Scott Hammond will join us, State Senator, District 18. We're into week 13 of the Nevada legislature. We'll talk about what's going on in Carson City. That's all coming up next on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast.
Wayne Allen Root this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Did you know that you can score free products and exclusive offers every Tuesday at Terrible's? That's because I haven't told you yet. Whether you're on the go or sitting at home, it's easy. Just download the Terrible Social House app, get notified every Tuesday, and redeem that week's awesome deal in-store. On Tuesdays, think Terrible's, because it's Terrible Tuesday! Yeah! It's Terrible Tuesday! Download the Terrible Social House app or visit Terribles.com for details.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hi, this is Assemblyman Toby Urich, representative for Nevada's Assembly District 19. I've lived in Nevada for almost 35 years, and I love our great state. I'm a retired police officer, having served 20 years with the Henderson Police Department. I am so excited to serve in the Nevada Assembly and to work with my fellow legislators to find solutions to challenges and to promote policies that will help all Nevadans. For more information about me and the issues I stand for, please visit my website at tobyurich.com.
My whole identity had been wrapped up in being a soldier. To have that so violently ripped from me when I was wounded, I was lost for a very long time. When Wounded Warrior Project came into my life, being around the other warriors, people that had similar experiences that I did, it was a game changer for me. Having King join the group, that was the beginning of a really good friendship.
It's a good time. I first heard about Wounded Warrior Project through CQ. And at first I was kind of like, I don't know if I qualify. But having been a part of it, it's kind of taught me that it's not just the wounds that you can see, but it's those that you can't.
When you do something like a peer support group with Wounded Warrior Project and come together from different walks of life, man, the growth is incredible. If not for Wounded Warrior Project, I really don't think that I'd be here today.
See how we help warriors combat stigma at woundedwarriorproject.org/combatstigma.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local, brought to you by Friends of Mrs. Fix-It. Mrs. Fix-It is heading up a movement to fix the disastrous direction our country is headed. Help save our country. Join the movement at MrsFixit.us. That's MrsFixit.us. I always loved the brain, Karl Rove. I always have. I don't always agree with him. I think sometimes he is full of you-know-what. But on balance, he's a pretty smart political guy. He was on last night on Fox News Channel. In fact, yesterday afternoon on Fox News Channel, talking about the debt ceiling and what happens next. To bring you up to speed, the president is asking congressional leaders to come to the White House and talk about the debt ceiling. Doesn't say he's going to negotiate, but he says, come on by, have a cup of coffee. A Danish, come on. Karl Rove, though, yesterday on Fox, I thought, was pretty smart about this. Because the Democrats are clearly, this is cut two, by the way, on the wrong side of this whole debt ceiling bill nonsense that they're talking about in Congress, or certainly at the White House now. This was Karl Rove yesterday on Fox.
Well, I don't know, but I know this. The Democrats are on the wrong side of this issue. An American Viewpoints poll in 87 marginal House districts, these are districts, Democrat and Republican, that are up for grabs, found that 37% believe that we ought to raise the debt ceiling without cutting spending. That's the Democrat position. Clean so-called debt ceilings. 50% said we ought to raise the debt ceiling, but we ought to match it with spending cuts. Now, the problem for the Democrats is that the spending cuts that are contained in the House bill are popular. By a margin of 77 to 14, they believe that we ought to recover the unspent COVID dollars, the money that we put out for COVID relief. That emergency is over, and billions upon billions of dollars is unspent. They ought to be recovered. By 62-27, we ought to require people who are getting benefits from the government, social service benefits, welfare, et cetera, to be working or looking for work. That's a 62-27 winner. And again, we'll save billions of dollars. And finally, by 55-35, to reduce the non-defense spending, discretionary spending, to the pre-inflation levels, and then raise it only by 1% a year, that's a 53-35 winner. So Senator Schumer's on the wrong side of this issue, and he's going to put some members in jeopardy by doing what he's going to try and do, which is block the consideration of this. Look at who he's calling to defend his approach. The Environmental Defense Fund and the Solar Energy Industry Association are there to defend the green energy subsidies in the government spending that would be repealed by the House bill. This is about all that he has named as coming to his aid and defense in the Senate.
Yeah, and there's no doubt in my mind, looking at the polls that you showed and other polls as well, that Americans are on the side of clawing back the COVID money that was not spent, and not even to mention the billions that was fraudulently used and went into the wrong pockets, which
billions.
We just never even hear about.
Hundreds of billions.
I mean, I don't know where the pursuit is of these thieves who stole the money and didn't use it properly and didn't return it. So, I mean, it just blows my mind.
Blows my mind, too. It's called clawback. Government does it to us all the time. Maybe it's time that we did it to them. And claw back that money that went unused. And it's still sitting there. It's like a presidential slush fund. He can write an executive order and all of a sudden money's going out the door. That's not right. That's not right at all. But Karl Rove is a pretty smart dude on stuff like that. Also, the debt ceiling problem is something that I don't think they're going to fix this next week with a meeting at the White House. It's going to have to be U.S. senators, probably U.S. senators, because the House will vote, has already voted on a debt ceiling bill. It's now up to the Senate. James Langford is a senator from Oklahoma, and this is his reaction to the debt ceiling problem. This is cut number three. James Langford yesterday, here it is.
Well, I don't know why President Biden's been stalling all this time period. There's been a lot of conversation from Kevin McCarthy, Speaker of the House, saying, let's sit down, let's visit on this. The House has now voted on a proposal, and they're waiting on the president. The president's not saying, let's vote today, or let's actually talk about it today. He's pushing it back and saying, next week, let's get together. So the president's the one that's actually stalling on this. And it's very odd to hear this president talk about this, because while he was Senator Biden, he voted against the debt ceiling 10 times. And while he was Vice President Biden, he was the lead negotiator for a debt ceiling deal with the Congress when there was a Republican House, a Democrat Senate, and a Democrat president. He was the lead negotiator on how do we actually handle spending. So it's not like he's never been at this spot before, but for some reason he's digging in now saying, I don't want to be able to deal this and ignore everything I've ever done in the past on it. We have over $31 trillion in debt. We should be talking about How are we going to reduce spending? That should be a normal conversation here.
Well, if June 1st comes and if Secretary Yellen is correct, I mean, she's been looking for every nickel and dime in every corner since we hit the debt ceiling in February, and we can't borrow any more money. She scraped, you know, every nickel and dime she could find. Well, June 1st, if we default, if she's right on that estimate, maybe June 5th, maybe earlier than that, if she's right and we can't pay our bills, what happens?
Well, we're not going to get to that point. We're going to be able to negotiate this out. But right now, it's the president that's actually trying to do the big cliffhanger and turning to Republicans and saying, you're putting us all at risk.